Hello, Moon. Oh, yeah, we got... Hello, guys. So we're having a little technical difficulty here at CKUT, but that's okay. We like to work things out and figure it out as we go. So sorry for you listeners out there. We are going to try to figure it out. We're here with the team. We have Peter, Jonathan, Marissa, Jean-Michel, Noel, and Joseph. Can you guys all say, let's do a little hello to the Montrealers out there. You guys want to say a little hello? Just out loud? Hello. Yeah. Hello. We're all here in the studio. We love it. That's it. So we're going to skip out on the Moon Crew introduction for today. I'm going to jump right into just kind of welcoming everyone and doing our little intro. So Joseph, if you don't mind, can I take your little first section here? Sure. Thank you so much. So I want to say welcome to Radio Moon, radio that is good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m. created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, educational, and income levels and cultures. Check out their website for more information about mental health at the Canadian Mental Health website, www.cmha.ca. Today is Thursday, November 16th, 2023. And Marissa, you can take it away for the next section.
Thank you, Bianca. Radio Moon informs people about mental health issues, providing a voice to be heard to all listeners. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussions, stories, news, music, and radio dramas to present the many faces and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and learn the art and science of radio. Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Four House, a community-based mental health organization. We would love to hear your voice, too. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouseeducation@gmail.com. We would love to hear your feedback, perspectives, and thoughts.
Today on Radio Moon, we will focus on the theme of news. That's right. It's all about staying updated, entertained, and maybe even discovering a thing or two you don't know. Stay tuned to find out what our Forward House members have to say.
Okay, thank you, Noel. We're going to take a short break to just play some music. Stay tuned for more from Radio Moon.
Festival des Nuits d'Afrique ici à Montréal, donc comme le festival de jazz qui vient de compléter, on a des choses gratuites qu'on peut aller voir dehors et puis il y a des shows qui sont en salle qu'on doit aller chercher des billets. On va en discuter tout au long de l'émission et on commence tout de suite avec une chanson de Sedina qui va jouer, je crois, demain en spectacle gratuit. Alors écoutez cela.
Tak ni di wak deg rek lañi bëgg good.
Let's kick it off with our first song, Paparazzi, by Lady Gaga. This song is about a few different things. It's about struggles, duality of wanting fame or love, and also about wooing the paparazzi to fall in love with her and keep her on the good side of media. Take it away, Lady Gaga.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. First up, we're going to have a group discussion about the news. How does it affect us? How do we consume it? How has it changed? It's such a rich topic. So I'm joined by Noel, Peter, Joseph, Jean-Michel. Hi, Noel. Jonathan and Marissa. So you're going to help me dive in. Okay, let's get into it. So the media has changed so much over the course of all of our lifetimes. How do you guys get your news? And is there a reason that that is your preferred way of getting the news?
Mainly the Gazette.
The paper?
Yeah, the newspaper.
Cool. You have a subscription or?
I used to buy it on Saturday, normally. I haven't bought it in a while, but normally I would get it from the Gazette.
Cool. Who else?
I get my news from CKUT. I get it. The mic is working now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I get my news from CKUT.
I either see it on my television, or a lot of the time, I think I, like, when I wake up and I go on the phone, there's, like, a lot of news. I don't know if the news is next, really, like, all of them are true on that note, but yeah, that's where I find them.
Cool. Anyone else? Joseph?
Yeah, in my apartment, I've got it scheduled so I can get radio information. I have one receiver tuned in to 95.1, which is Radio Canada. And I listen to that most of the time. So I get the radio news bulletins each hour. And then I have a portable transistor radio, which is tuned to 88.5, which is the CBC. So I get my news when I want an English version of things that way.
Do you find, Joseph, because you listen to the radio bilingually, so you get the news and the nouvelle, do you find it is different in the French and English CBC?
Oh, it's not even close to being the same.
Mm.
It really is very, very much richer, I think, on the Canadian, the Radio-Canada side of things.
On the Radio-Can side?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Others, how you get your news?
I pretty much exclusively get my news from CBC Radio 1. I like the 6 o'clock newscast because it's pretty succinct. It's a half an hour and it covers just about everything I really need to know. And there's not a lot of fluff in it.
Nice.
Yes, I'm taking my news from TV. Mm. That's most of it. And
nice. Cool. So out of everyone, I feel like Jean-Michel is maybe the one who gets the news from TV. Otherwise, we heard newspapers, radio, social media, or phone, etc. Why do you guys tune in to the news? Why do you either watch it or look at it or read it? Why is it important to you? Or do you just watch it to get the weather?
I watch Misumi Takahashi.
Nice. So, CTV.
The weather comes second.
Normally when I used to watch the news with my family, I would want to change the channel, but they're like, wait, after the commercial, the weather is coming on. So don't change it until the commercial's over. Watch the weather. It's at the end.
No, I don't really care about the weather, truthfully. I usually get what it's going to be like from my mother every morning, telling me what the weather is going to be like. So she's my own little, what's it called, the person who does it, meteorologist.
Mm, nice.
Yes, yeah. Good times.
Do you guys find that the news, watching the news or consuming the news, impacts your mental health? For good or for bad? How do you guys manage that?
100%.
How so?
It gets me, I mean, I guess I'm not any different than any other individual, obviously, who wants to, you know, obviously learn, you know, the curiosity of learning what's happening in the world, that's very important. But it's also, like, at what the access, how much you do it, and it's just, like, it can be a very kind of, not an addictive thing, but, like, not a great thing, mental health for me. Like, I can see, you know, if something rightly now is really going on, I know it's really, really bad, and I need to, like, go off social media or TV and just take a break, and because it can be very anxiety ridden and very, like, overwhelming feeling for me personally.
Well, I used to be a participatory news listener. I would yell I would yell at the radio when they were talking about something nonsense or some politician was railing on about something that just wasn't on. But now I'm more quiet, but in my head I'm yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Jonathan.
News is like, it's a little bit disturbing because it's real life.
Mm-hmm.
So, but...
do you find that impacts you mentally, well, emotionally?
They on the news, they talk about mental health a lot.
Mm.
Like they do stories on community stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's also like if you watch too much horror or if you watch too much action, sort of like brainwashing all the violence, maybe.
Yeah,
you totally. Have nightmares, maybe. Yeah.
Totally. What about you, Joseph?
Well, I listen to the radio. Each hour is when I get my reset as to what's going on in the news story, and I can find out what's happening. Like yesterday, when the death of a local artist, a singer for a Franco group died, there was a lot of information available regarding the group, and they even played a previous recording later on in the evening to make sure that people knew what was going on. They have a really big effect on the Quebecois culture. Hmm. So it was, for me, a good way to find out about what I was missing, because I never have had an album, but I like this group called, what is it, Cowboy Fanga?
Say it again.
Le Cowboy Fanga.
Oh, Le Cowboy Fanga.
That's where the singer was from.
Okay.
The group passed away.
Okay. So for you, listening to the radio does keep you connected, so it's kind of a positive, or introduces you to new things, so it's kind of a positive
it is, thing. But mostly it's positive. I have to decide whether I want to turn on my receiver or not. That's the thing. If I want to be tuned in, because I recall getting a call from someone in Maine when there was a shootout where 18 people were killed,
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't heard about it because I hadn't had the radio on.
Mm-hmm.
So... that was just my way of choosing to be alone in my cave.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sometimes we don't even realize how we're in our cave until we hear about something without seeking it out ourselves in the news. That brings me to actually a related question. What would we do without the news? So Joseph just spoke about that a little bit, like when you're feeling it, when you're out of the loop and how that might impact you. What about other people? What do you think? Where would we be without the news? Would we be lost? Would we be happier? Would we be...
People would say, where have you been? You've been living in a cave. You know, you don't... Not up to the current events, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jean-Michel, do you want to share on this? Where would we be without the news?
I think maybe we might be better.
Why is that?
Because all we say about mental health, anxiety, and... Yeah. All these things. I think life will be more slowly, more easy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe without the news.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine. It's like basically, what would you do without your phone?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically saying what you were doing after without news. And I think the world would be like a different place. Like just everywhere. And like, I don't know if you've ever seen like in the movie, like Vanilla Sky, is kind of like there's nobody, there's like you're walking through the streets and like you just don't see anybody. It would just be really, really, it would be very different, I think, obviously. So yeah.
Yeah, even if you're not a daily news person, like the news, you're still aware enough, right?
Yeah.
That it impacts you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's actually all the time we have for today for the roundtable. Thank you guys so much for sharing your thoughts. You are listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thanks for the discussion, everyone. Our next song is Sunday Papers by Joe Jackson. Sunday Papers is a takedown of the Fleet Street Press, a UK print media. That would cover sensationalism and frightening news stories. To increase readership, Jackson had his battles with the press. What other painted him in a negative light? His message here, don't use everything you read. And don't let it affect your lifestyle.
Welcome back to Radio Moon on CKUT. Next up, we have Noel with his piece on fake news. Take it away, Noel.
Hi, my name is Noel, and today I'm going to talk about fake news websites in the USA. Fake news targets American audience by using disinformation to create an inflamed conversation, controversial topics such as the 2016 election. Most notable in the media are the many websites that made completely false claims about political candidates such as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. As part of a larger campaign to gain viewers' ad revenue or spread disinformation, these sites are distinguished from news satire as fake news articles and are usually fabricated to deliberately mislead readers, either for profit or for more ambiguous reasons, such as disinformation campaigns. The New York Times noted in December 2016 articles that fake news had previously maintained a presence on the internet and within tabloid journalism in the year prior to the 2016 USA elections. Subsequent to that election, the issue of fake news turned into a political weapon between supporters of Clinton and Trump due to these back-and-forth complaints. I personally think that fake news is a waste of time, and people should get their facts straight. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web. Thank you.
Thank you, Noel. It's hard trying to separate fact from fiction in this age of information. Up next, we're going to take a listen to What's Up by Four Non Blondes. There are times when we just need to take a deep breath and scream it from the top of our lungs, "What's going on?" That's how Four Non Blondes frontwoman Linda Perry felt when she wrote this very cathartic song. It's like, why does it always seem like either I'm struggling or there's some big mess happening? Why is this all happening in the world? Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, we have Peter with his piece on being disenchanted with the news.
Hi. My disenchantment with the news goes back to 1995. Before that, I was an avid follower of TV news. The Meech Lake Accord had been Prime Minister Brian Mulroney's attempt to get Quebec on board with the 1982 constitutional amendments. It became a fixation on the Canadian newscasts. I was fed up with hearing the same points being rehashed night after night. I continued consuming TV news. That was until 1995 when the O.J. Simpson trial swamped the nightly newscasts. Every evening it was all the O.J. on every news show to get information on what was going on in the world, men enduring the latest scuttlebutt on the trial. So I was reading the newspaper every day. I started listening to CBC's 6 o'clock news show, The World is Six, as well as getting my news on the internet. I just stopped watching the news completely. I don't miss television news at all.
Thanks, Peter. We're going to get ready to kick off to our next segment that tackles the Super Bowl. Here is Marissa with her top Super Bowl performances.
Thank you. The end of the year is approaching, and you know what that means. There's only 103 days until the Super Bowl. Usher will be performing for the halftime show in this year's Super Bowl. How exciting. This made me think my top Super Bowl performances. Well, let me share them with you. The top six Super Bowl of all time at number one is Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Coldplay in 2016. Why, this is the top one you asked? Well, I loved Bruno Mars, Beyonce, and Coldplay's performance. I found it electrifying, which is a good sign for the performers when you can make the audience feel something. The performance began with Coldplay singing their songs. It intertwined into Beyoncé, for who can carry a performance based on her singing and dancing alone. For the third act, we had Bruno Mars singing and dancing to Uptown Funk. I thought it was a really great performance that we didn't know that the world needed. At number two is Prince in the year 2007. What can I say about Prince? There's just too many words to express how I feel watching his performance. He is through and through a true artist. He started singing Let's Go Crazy, which hyped up the crowd. He covered all his musical genres that night. We were all rocking out to him. And might I say, I personally think he's the top of the tops when it comes to playing electric guitar. He doesn't limit himself and put himself into a box. He can rock out to the Foo Fighters and go into singing about rhythm and blues. His last song, Purple Rain, was played last, and I personally think he saved the best for last. What an epic icon. We miss you. At number three, Lady Gaga in the year 2017. At number four are the rappers, hip-hop, Eminem, 50 Cent, Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, The Shizzle Whizzle Whizzle, and Kendrick Lamar in 2022. At number 5, Shakira and Jennifer Lopez in 2020. This show was the most one on my list. I expected it to be good, but I didn't know how good it really was. Side note, I watched behind the scenes of the making of Jennifer Lopez's documentary. What I noticed was that her work ethic was impressive and solid. The amount of energy these two women bring is huge, and they bring fire and passion to their performance and to their individual songs. It just made my heart happy. These two fierce, independent women who can clearly duet on their own were able to get amazing to get together and prove that they can do it on their own terms and have an amazing show. And last but not least, in 6th place is NSYNC, Aerosmith, and my favorite, Britney Spears in 2001.
Great work, Marissa. Up next, we're going to listen to Stereo MC's Connected. At its core, Connected is a song about unity and connectivity. The theme of human connection weaves throughout the song as the lyrics speak of the need for people to come together, regardless of their differences. It's time to crank up the volume on this one for the Stereo MCs.
Connected. Welcome back. That was Connected by Stereo MCs. Do you ever wake up early enough to catch a morning talk show? I know I don't. Well, why don't you grab a cup of coffee and settle in with us for the next piece of that allows you to have a look into what we might be missing at all. Take it away, Jonathan.
Okay. As of recently, I have been missing morning talk shows. I used to religiously watch cartoons Friday night and Saturday mornings. I also used to watch all the morning talk shows after the news. My problem is I just stopped watching television in the morning, but I have been missing them lately. So now I want to be ready with my coffee, waiting for a great guest and music performance introduced by Al Roker, who is a famous weather guy. CBS Mornings Today and Good Morning America are the three main morning shows. Just to let you know, all these are the host anchors on those shows. Today's show casts Al Roker and Savannah Guthrie. CBS Mornings, Gail King. Good Morning America, George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts. Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan is still missing on GMA's. Due to personal family matters, now it will be the third week he is absent. The Today Show and Good Morning America have been known to have legendary performances over the years. I'd like to mention some of them that really did it for me. I'm going to give brief highlights of some of the most memorable events and guests of all time on these three shows. First, at GMA's on July 9th, 2004, Train performed. Laura Spencer, who is television presenter, has sat down to interview Pepe and Kermit on several different occasions, which was a big hit. Another great moment on the GMA's is Missy Elliott talks about the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There was a sit-down with Jennifer Lawrence where she talked about the Oscars, as well as Liam Neeson, who called out for racist comments, and he said he was not racist. Focusing on Charlie Sheen, he went live on the air at the GMAs saying that he was positive for HIV. He also was asked if he was bipolar, where he replies, "I'm not bipolar, I'm by winning." Now jumping into the Today Show's top performances of 2023, Third Eye Blind performed their 1997 song Semi-Charmed Life. Olivia Rodrigo played her hit Vampire. There was an 80s-inspired workout where the instructor wore an MC Hammer black and yellow outfit. Camila Cabello played her song Bam Bam. There was a Hilary Duff throwback from 12 years, and Ariana Grande performed 2014 and Katy Perry back in 2010. CBS Mornings was able to get Chris Cornell's last television performance before he passed away. Straight Talks had a segment with Adam Lambert. Jay-Z and Morgan Freeman talked about the Book of Hova. And lastly, the Blue Man Group was known to be on the show often. So basically, the Today Show is more well-known for their musical performances. The GMAs is known for their guests. And CBS Mornings is more well-known for their current news and related content. Thank you for listening. And don't forget your morning coffee.
Sounds like a lot of lively banter for my mornings. Maybe I'll stick to the evening news. Our next song is by Mac Miller. In his song Good News, he sings about wishing to get a break from all his negative feelings, but can't stop himself. Miller talks about how hard it is to deal with the pressure to always being positive when you feel quite the opposite. Here's Mac Miller.
Thank you. spent the whole day in my head. Do a little spring cleaning. I'm always too busy dreaming. Well, maybe I should wake up instead. A lot of things I regret, but I just say I forget. Why can't it just be easy? Why does everybody need me to stay? Oh, I hate the feeling when you're high but you're underneath the ceiling. Got the cards in my hand, I hate dealing. And I'm gone, but it ain't stealing. Can I get a break? I wish that I could just get out my goddamn way. What is it to say? There ain't a better time than today.
Well, welcome back. You've tuned into Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Next up, we have a piece by Jean-Michel with his thoughts on the news.
Les nouvelles. Au début était le bouche-à-oreille. Les gens approchaient l'autre avec une petite phrase comme celle-ci. Tu ne devineras pas ce qui est arrivé à un tel. Pendant des millénaires, tout ça suffisait. On avait des nouvelles de la famille, des amis, des voisins et de tout ce qui nous touchait de près ou de loin. Les guerres, les famines, les épidémies, tout ce qui pouvait affecter nos chances de survie, mais aussi les opportunités telles que s'engager au service d'un roi, d'un prince. Les opportunités de commercer ou immigrer vers des terres où la vie paraissait plus facile, plus douce. Je pense au premier peuple d'Égypte qui entendait dire que leur pharaon avait un projet de construire l'un des plus gros monuments humainement possibles et que pour ce faire, il fournirait un gîte, de la nourriture et même de la bière à tous ceux qui se joindraient à lui. Avec le temps, les moyens de communiquer se sont améliorés et l'éducation à l'écriture et à sa lecture s'est répandue. Les rois pouvaient faire circuler des édits, lus et relus au centre des villes et villages, et de toutes ces nouvelles, les gens deviennent friands. En fin de compte, ce n'est pas d'hier que nous vient cet appétit insatiable pour les nouvelles.
Thank you, Jean-Michel. Up next is a track from the Black Eyed Peas that made waves with its powerful message. Released in 2003, Where Is the Love became an anthem for social awareness. Let's take a listen.
You gotta have love to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hidden, crying. Can you practice what you preach? And won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Same, always new change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hidden, crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people gets colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Radio Moon. We're nearing the end of this month's broadcast. We'll be back on December 21st. That's right, 21st, from 2 to 3 p.m. for another show. For more information on Radio Moon or Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.org or call us at 514-488-9119. And don't forget to listen to us online at ckut.ca.
To close out today's show, we'll time travel back to the 1968 to the funky stylings of Sly and the Family Stone. This was their first to go number one on the charts and carries a message of peace and equality for all social and racial groups. This is Everyday People.
And then makes no difference what group I'm in. I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kasla, my name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaalitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
Jason White Bear is one of our youngest panelists. He is a residential school survivor.
Gakia Waku Maganak, Nadi, Wendin Naganag. How Mataki was. I said all my relations in three different languages. Those languages were taken away and given with this one here that I've mastered in residential school. And they told me that once you go there, he says, you're not going to come home with this anymore. You're not going to come home being able to speak Nehewewen. You're not going to be able to speak. But when you do go, what I want you to do is I want you to try and master everything that they give you so that they can never fool us anymore. In my generation, we're at the point now where we understand the nuances between the languages. We can say, bonjour, Anin. I wish I knew a little bit of Arab, but you know, the point being is that we're all sitting around here and we're very learned people. We're very knowledgeable. We know how to say, to say a little bit of each other's language nowadays. And that's just us as this language. And I think that's a direct result of residential school, is because we always ask each other, where are you from? How do you say this? How do you say that? So that when you run into somebody else, you're allowed to respect them and say, Tanse, how? Wuju anin. So regardless of what was taken away from me during my residential school formative years, I haven't